The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Here we are back. 21 hours has come and gone since we said goodnight. Seems like 16, 17, maybe 15. Time flies, and it's all Dr. Richard Allen Miller's fault. I'm sick of it. Rick, you've got to fix this crap.
I want
24 hours in the day.
Time warp. I got to get back to the present.
Present. That's why they call it present. It's a present.
That's right. The now.
Now, here. Last week, you'll probably get one too, from PPNL. They sent me this, it was about a five by eight inch postcard kind of a thing. It said, good news and all this. We were putting in smart meters.
I'm going to visit you.
That's right. We're going to fry your brains even faster. We're going to put that smart meter in your house, and don't worry because
our technicians. But anybody realizes they don't. It's not even about money. That's the creepy part of it.
Yeah.
It's about an end game weapon, and they're developing weapons now to such an extent that. Okay, so we talked about fullerenes and the. Fullerene neutron fusion bomb
and the buildings.
Okay. Then we had the smart bullets. The ones that were on TED where the guy throws this little bee-like drone up in the air and it hovers. And then he pushes a computer button and the drone goes immediately to the dummy
with an
explosive charge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got that on my homepage. That's a permanent video. I got that.
I'm telling you, this weapon that they are developing using 5G towers and smart meters is beyond anything yet developed
in terms of deployable weapons.
And they've been beta testing it in prisons. They've been beta testing it on our children. And now they are about to roll it out. The good news is, partial news is, Pacific Power is not that enthusiastic and bully pushing it through like in the Midwest.
They will threaten you with law. Yeah,
if you choose to opt out and tell the meter man to leave the property now.
Let me finish this little tiny vignette. I got the card. You pre-saw the card. And it was very nicely written, actually. And they said, we assure you that our technicians have done all the research, blah, blah, and it's perfectly within range. And, you know, of course, they raised the range to infinity. So I told them, I called and I said, I don't want it. I'm opting out. I don't want it on my property. And they were actually very nice. And they took my name and number and information. And they sent me a confirmation within 3-4 days that I am opted out. It cost me $100 and some and then $30 a month so the meter reader can come out and read the meter. Of course, he hasn't been coming out and doing that anyway. They got remote reading meters and have had for several years.
So he didn't have to. $30 a person when he's going from one property to the next?
Oh, a big profit.
BS.
Big profit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's probably more like $300 an hour he's getting. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, that's smart. That's smart. Okay, that's clever. That's what they do. All right. So we got smart meters. We can take care of that in most instances. We can opt out. But the problem is, if you live in a development, a suburban development, and you opt out and you pay the extra money, your damn neighbor will put one on the wall of his house 20 feet from the head of your bed, right through the wall. And you got no choice. So if you're in a development, it's just, it's hardly worth fighting. But you don't want to quit fighting. You got to keep fighting. Now, 5G, this is the big one. All right. They've weaponized telecommunications. They've weaponized the grid. They've weaponized everything. And they're using it on us. Now, the wireless industry is in a race, as you know, to roll out 5G. Who's going to be biggest and baddest and quickest with 5G? The network.
You charge your phones with it.
That's right. Fast. Oh, my God. You'll have the smartest, fastest, quick smartphone in the world. And there, people say, I want that speed. Speed. It's amphetamine addiction electronically. The network is supposed to be up to 100 times faster than current data speeds. But it requires cell phone tower equipment to be closer to users than before. They're going to have to put 3 or 4 times more, or 5 or 10 times more, towers, like one on every block, a mini tower. That's how it's going to work.
That's just the least of it.
That's right.
You haven't even gotten down
to
what the real problem is.
This is just a preliminary.
Because everybody's worried about being burned and fried. That's just the least of it.
You go
There's
for it.
More that is behind the scenes than physics that nobody's discussed until now.
Please, I set the stage for you, and it is all yours.
Well, I don't know if it's a stage. Here's how it plays. If it's possible, it's probable. And this one is a no-brainer .connect. Let's start with Alan Frey's work in 1967 at Willow Grove, and when he discovered that man had another sensory motor input in the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. It's a temporal lobes.
That's way up there. That's interesting. That's very high. And he found this.
We're going to get down into the net and the grid.
Right.
The problem is, there is dosimetry, LD50 ratios, on every single organ in the body. They're all different. The aortic wall is at 28 megahertz. The da-da-da is at this megahertz or gigahertz. Okay, when you start getting into the gigahertz level, that's microwave band. Now what you're doing is bringing cosmic radiation in past the atmosphere and bringing it down on the surface, so you're no longer protected by your atmosphere, and it's why space travel is still elusive using avatars. Now, with people that went to the moon are no longer going to have children. They have not had any successful animals make it to Mars because they're fried by gamma rays, and there's nothing you can do to shield that kind of radiation. Now, let's start with gigahertz. The gigahertz that Alan Frey points 3 to 3 gigahertz, what it does is it causes the temporal lobes to heat up and they begin to ring. Then, if
they begin to ring, they begin to ring.
You ring, yeah. And then if you put...
That's like tinnitus?
If you heterodyne a voice...
Is that like, Rick, is that like tinnitus ringing?
Yes, it is exactly like tinnitus. It is exactly...
Maybe it is
like
tinnitus.
...that they talk about in the appendicitis. Yes, yes, but... This is a technology that in itself is not dangerous. It just simply allows you to place a voice anywhere you want to. That's in space. You can have a voice in space. That's how they first discovered it, was Krill had somehow been able to communicate with no words. How does he do that? Mm-hmm. Well, it was synthetic telepathy. It is a 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. That's room-like. Okay, now, let's go forward. Mm-hmm. That's in the 70s. Now, we have every prison in America now has a major epidemic of use with antidepressants and these antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah.
It's no longer opiates.
Lab rats.
It is now Zoloft and, oh God, I don't even want to go with
it's Prozac 1 through 20 or more. They're all the same.
And what they're doing is beta testing for specific individuals trying to get a profile on what that drug does. If you have 10 people on it, two of them are going to behave this way over that way. And they started experimenting with our children. And now there is an epidemic. Now that they did the beta test in prisons, they started working in schools. And in every single case of 10 kids on Prozac, one or two of them kind of fit the bill, and they use the sound where they hear voices in their head. And then you have a second shooter with scopolamine, and that is a protocol that absolutely works. Now, and guess what else? It doesn't have to be you in the neighborhood, because if your neighbor has got that and they deliver it now directly to the home, it doesn't need anywhere they want to put it. Further, the problem is with an AI, now they can be individual specific with DNA. And they can target not you, but your sister, and make her screwy. And what happens
Rick, I try to tell people that they're able to do this individually by group. They can dial your DNA up and make you say things and think things wherever they want.
Military standing at attention, and when we turn it on, what happens in their reaction right then, right there, and right now, what happens? And even though it's not in itself dangerous, you take someone on Prozac, and you put those voices in their head, boom, and they're reacting, and then you have a second shooter that touches him with scopolamine.
Sure.
Now you have a weapon, and that weapon is easily directed and has been used as beta testing in schools, and now they want to put it in a neighborhood near you where they don't no longer need troops to send in. They just need a single individual as a second shooter. And if you remember in Batman movie, in all of it, their kid hears voices in his head. Mm-hmm. He's on an antipsychotic, and there is always a second shooter that gets away.
Oh, yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And that's the end game weapon that goes into the neighborhood near you next, where they can, if you opt out, who cares? I've got an arsenal of them down here, and they're all on Prozac, so we'll take care of him that way. That's how we're going to go next year with smart meters.
The amazing thing to me is that the DNA, of course, is like a fingerprint, and they can dial up anybody through satellite, through a van down the street. It doesn't matter. And if you think you are not able to be controlled, mind-controlled, you're wrong. You're so wrong. It's sad.
The mind-control part is when they can't. It's like hypnosis. You can, on stage hypnosis, they can make you participate by either fooling you or misdirecting you or getting you to agree to have fun.
Uh-huh.
Either way, you whack like a duck and quack like a horn.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't do that against your will if they didn't fool you, sleight of hand, or you're agreeing to have some fun. However, when you're on Prozac, 2 out of 10 are suggestible. Not all 10, 2 of them are. And you touch it with scopolamine, and now that game's over.
How do you get the scopolamine into the people?
Hydroxyamine atropine. It's a natural, it's a tropane alkaloid. It grows in all kinds of plants.
Mm-hmm.
Thyme, English thyme. You can find scopolamine in thorn apple in the desert. It's common.
Mm-hmm.
It is the drug of choice used in truth serums and other kinds of things that will break down certain barriers in your will to allow allow you to do things you would not otherwise do.
Correct.
And when you're on Prozac and you're hearing voices in your head, now we have a stew where you do not remove the bay leaf. And that's that. I'm not kidding. It's not funny. It's dangerous.
The way you phrase it is absolutely classic.
You're trying to fool the public by letting everybody think, this is a good thing. It's not a good thing. Listen, all you have to do is watch the
movie. 99% of the people are going to believe it's a good thing. I got 300 times faster smartphone speed.
All you have to do is watch John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd in the movie Neighbors, and that's where you first start with why you didn't want to be around high.
Well, John Belushi's putting on a concert in your town.
Not John,
his brother.
Yeah, his brother.
His brother lives out in this area.
Yeah, but John Belushi did a movie with Dan Aykroyd called Neighbors, showing the funniness of what's around High Park. You talk about the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
If you look at it from a science's point of view, it's probably a battery. They put the rods in the ground and the worms wiggled all over the place. Yeah. This is what we're talking about, is high-end radiation exposure that causes screwy behavior. And if you're on meds, good luck. Uh-huh. Then there it goes. With voices in your head, they have a serious weapon. And you said we have ignition.
Remember, they had voice-to-skull technology. Was patented almost 40 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's old. This is old stuff.
Today it's now weaponized.
Now, today, it's super.
They've used that on Iraq. And that's how they got the
invasion. That was the greatest petri dish for them.
They had three GIs standing there with small right arms, and Iraqi were coming out in hundreds, leaving big piles of weapons because of Commander Solo, the first weapon deployed before any ordnance or aircraft go in. It is a single computer airplane and a computer that uses voices in your head. And imagine you're a religious zealot and you start quoting scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that man is not stable, it's easily directed, especially when he's been now tapped with scopolamine.
Interesting.
And that studies we did in anesthesiology at the UW. And I can tell you, scopolamine is still a very popular use with this situation. And imagine what it would be like if you were on Prozac and unstable as a kid.
No. By the way, all antidepressants have fluoride in them, fluoride derivatives. People don't know that. If you look on the label, read the ingredients, there's always an F-L-U-O-R-I in there, fluoride, fluoro something, usually fluoro some compound. It's fluoride. They're using this stuff all the time.
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is, there's more going on here than anybody understands or realizes.
That's right. That's right.
And as a scientist, I'm going into red alert right now, because even if I don't have it and it's not next to me, who knows how they're going to manage that.
Oh, Rick, it's so out of control. It's so crazy. And if you've have you watched Vela's videos?
Yes, I have.
Harold Couch Vela.
I don't even want to.
I've been on, as you know.
I've been protected.
I've been following this Morgellons thing for almost 20 years now. And
Morgellons. I can tell you what Morgellons is. I've got that now, and I can tell you how to treat it. It is a nematode that has mutated, mixed with an upper atmosphere bacteria because of the Challenger experiment that blew up. That was the only thing that survived that explosion, and the vector where it fell to Earth is where Morgellons first started.
Well, if you look at Vela. Look at Vela. He's got it all there, I think, and that's fascinating.
And
now,
what you need to do, if you think you have Morgellons, just boil a frog with wormwood.
Morgellons.
Yeah, that will take care of the Morgellons, because it has now been shown it is a mutated version of nematode, which you can get from walking in the dirt with bare feet.
Have you seen some of the items that Morgellons victims have extracted from lesions?
Oh, yeah.
They don't look nematode-ish to me.
Well, they are. It's a nematode. sure, though, it crawls like a worm and it behaves like a nematode. And the that studies that I'm seeing now, you can get rid of it. If you know, like your friend that had it, I met her and she showed it to me, and I said, if she were to take some kind of deworming process, that
will
take
like
that
a parasite, a good comprehensive parasite cleanse. Okay.
Yeah.
Wormwood, black walnut, or whatever it is.
It has mutated to the point where it's no longer from the Earth. And that was always what was wrong with our Mars and other places, is we're going to contaminate the life forms there, cross-linking with our own.
We've contaminated everything we've come into contact with.
Bacteria.
Yeah.
And working with nematode that's on the Earth, now you have something creepy.
Well, some of the things that Jan pulled out of her body, like the little hexagonal metallic item,
it's creepy.
And she opens it up, and the inside is glowing gold. They're all propelled and fueled by our own body's electrical system. They take our electricity in tiny nano amounts, but that's all they need. These are sender receivers, and they do wrap themselves into our neurological system. They also become friends with our DNA. So, there you go.
Well, lots of things do that. There are viruses that do that as part of the thing where they rewrite the genetics at that location. But the thing that the nematode is, that's easy to kill. Just a simple deworming process. I use wormwood. One drop the first day, two drops the second day. By the 10th day, you're up to 10 drops. You do a continual of 10 drops for another 10 days, and that will take care of the worm. And then you go back and do it again in 10 days to get the eggs. And if you do that, you will be clean again from the bad drinking water, or who knows how you got the nematode in your body. H. pylori is another one that happens. H. pylori is in a lot of people's water, especially here in southern Oregon. Heartburn. You get that idea.
Oh, that's exciting.
Heartburn, and all that is H. pylori, that little hydra.
Wow.
Another worm.
Hmm. Well, all right. Now, we got just a minute here. I'm concerned about Jan Smith. I haven't heard from Jan in 5-6 years. 5 years.
Oh.
And I'm afraid she may have passed. Her site, the house that Morgellons built, I was able to find it. One of our great listeners sent me instructions on how to get it. I've got most all of it up on my homepage. It's on the right-hand side. Scroll down. It's got a little house image, the house that Morgellons built. Look at the photos. Look at the videos. Look at the written material that citizen scientist of the first magnitude did. She was so brave, and I don't know what's happened to her, but I think I did about 50 programs at least on Morgellons, and she was on most of them.
Morgellons is a serious problem, like worms can be, especially when they've mutated with something not from Earth,
well,
but our atmosphere.
Something isn't right. That's
that
damn sure.
That would normally have mated.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
I'm going to pause. The amazing Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be right back with yours truly in just a couple minutes. Do you know about this Belushi concert? He's supposed to. The brother, he lives in Central Point. He lives somewhere over there, and he's putting on a concert in Grants Pass. The Belushi.
Really?
Jim Belushi. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
James Belushi? Yeah.
Somebody just
cool.
told me about this the other day. You do some searching online, and you'll find it. It's coming to your town. It's coming to your town soon. Right.
Well, or in an alternate universe, maybe, huh?
I don't know. Be right back. Hang on. Okay, back with Rick and talking about things that really the average individual will never understand. It's not their fault. They just don't have access to the data. We're all prisoners in our little hamster cages, and they don't tell us unless you're listening to this program and get to hear Rick. Okay, now, there's some other area I wanted to get into, and my short-term memory loss from all the chemtrails, I can't remember it.
I know that song.
Yeah.
vasopressin, squirt it up each nose. That's how I did it.
All right.
No, it'll grow dendrites between your neurons.
I'll bet it will.
It will. That's part of Pearson and Shaw for memory and Alzheimer's and old
Dirk
people
Pearson
like us.
And Sandy Shaw. Now, who knows that set of names? Nobody.
If you ever met them, she has hair under her armpits. You'd never believe anything they wanted to do. However, their information is solid.
Yeah.
And I went out and I did hydrogen and Diener and some of the other drugs that they're talking about. And guess what?
Had no effect on
Hey, it's me.
All right. So we've touched on the 5G thing, which is really just touching
terrible.
On.
We
it's what we're doing. We're touching
right.
on the end times here.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
It's absolutely a weapon. Everything we own, everything we count on has been weaponized.
Neighborhood without police.
Like
that.
It's true.
And watch what happens when your ATM no longer allows you to get cash that you have.
All right,
and
I got news for you.
That's going to happen shortly.
Hold on,
ATMs
I got news.
ATMs are going out now.
Okay, I got news for you. Cashless is already here. It's called crypto. Do you know who invented cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I've got this story, but listen. I did a tour at Cornell, and I experienced the Ithaca dollar, and that system worked. And I was a grad student at the time, way back when, and that system worked. It covered anything I wanted, and the only reason it worked good was I had no reason to leave town, so I didn't need any money. I just needed to live in this area while I was in grad school, and that worked for me. It covered everything. Food,
I remember that.
Medicine.
But Alan, hold on. Alan Greenspan created cryptocurrencies 35 years ago. Now, just so you know, cryptocurrencies and all these people who are knocking them don't get it. They're called digital by the big boys, and all the big boys now are staking out territory. This is it. This is the new money, and you will absolutely have it on a card, an account, and if your account is zero, you're done. You're toast. There'll be no more money. 90% of it will be gone. There'll be a little around, but not much. Everybody will go to it because it's so damn convenient, right? Just like 5G. 100 times
it's,
faster.
How did they put it in Burger King? Where's the beef? I'd like to know where all the gold went. You know, Goldfinger didn't take it. Where'd it go?
Oh, we don't have it. It went to Russia and China and India.
Feel like you got sleight of hand there with a ripoff. It's no longer. It's on a flight of air. And if you were to look at our national debt now, it's how do they do that?
Oh, they just keep punching zero on the keyboard. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean
more
anything.
Than punching zeros, they multiple zeros.
It doesn't
it's
mean
crazy.
Anything. It doesn't mean anything. We're not based and predicated on anything rational anymore. It's all in the hands of criminality that is beyond measure. 100 times more powerful than 4G is 5G. They're going to build 300,000 new antennas, broadcast antennas, coast to coast, that's minimum, and they're going to be everywhere because the 5G waves, so much faster, don't travel as far as 4G, so they're going to build 300,000 more, and they won't necessarily be these tall things, they'll be hidden on top of your favorite McDonald's.
Like that's the rule. You know, you look on the hill, and it looks like a single tree.
That's the design. And or in the these church people sell out in a second. They put them in the damn belfries up there with their bells.
It's line of sight, so there's got to be a lot of them from
it's like
one
FM.
Point to the next.
Exactly. So we're going to be just bathed in it. They don't care.
You can't get away from it. And now the University of Pennsylvania. Oh, geez, this is a good one, man. It is now no longer safe for hiking, and they have outlawed hiking in Pennsylvania because you don't have phone service in certain regions.
Oh, really? Oh, that's hilarious.
It goes downhill. I can't believe it. How did Ben Franklin put it? You give up some of your rights for
and
safety,
we'll,
and
boy,
you
we'll
lose
put,
both.
That's right. Here's what's happening. Until and unless the entire planet is bathed, right, in complete connectivity to the internet, that's these kind of crazy things are going to happen. That's nuts. That's really nuts. Wow. No cell service. You can't go there. Can't go out there.
Get away from that technology.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to cause cancer. They're calling it small cell towers. These are little micro things. They're going to blast the hell out of her. 300,000 new ones. Wow.
There's one down by the YMCA in Grants Pass today that wasn't there 2 weeks ago.
It looked like a tree? Or they just...
No, they've got a 5G tower right in the middle of the stadium where they horse race.
What do you mean in the middle?
They've got a 5G tower at our racetrack right next to the YMCA as of today. Yes.
In the middle of the,
right
in,
there, yeah,
in the infield,
right there in the
so to speak?
Everything. There it is.
Hey, do they still, wait a minute, do they still have horse racing in Grants Pass?
We have 3 weeks, yes, and it'll start in June. And,
really?
You know, it's just a bunch of, there's a lot of horse breeders here.
They're out having fun.
But that 5G tower is there now, so they can transmit horse racing up to Portland.
Well, they'll make
gambling.
Sure that the winner they want to win wins. That's funny. Remember, we're not the only things that are completely open to 5G influence. Every living organism
well,
is.
Well, horses are affected. Everything's affected. It is dosimetry, which means there is an LD50 ratio. And so much exposure, and you're terminated. And worse, they already have those studies. Dr. Beal has done the dosimetry and studies on different bandwidths. He's out of Florida. It's published information. They already know the toxicity.
They won't tell us, though.
Well, why would they? It's about money.
That's
and
right.
That is about the data brick wall. Here's another one you're not going to like. It turns out, guess whose name keeps coming up regarding Kilauea? Rothschild. And why? Because he's the one doing the fracking in Hawaii. And is going to set off a chain of events where money, he's taking it out before money crashes. So he doesn't, he's still last man standing.
Interesting.
And that's Kilauea. That is artificial. If you study that, what's going on, I have full professors at Hilo talking to me about it. Hawaii is going to disappear in three pieces. And when it does, we're going to have a minimum of an 8.4 that will drop the Pacific coastline.
Wait a minute. Why is Hawaii? Is you talking about the Big Island fracturing and dropping?
Yeah, Big Island of Hawaii, Kilauea, is now erupting green flame. How does that work? Well, that's
my thing. I've seen blue flame, green flame. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, it's because of fracking, and that's why.
I didn't know they were fracking over there.
Yeah, well, he owns a lot of that around Volcano and all that whole area in there. Yes, that's what's up. And worse, they were purposefully fracking to cause this event so that it happens before the volcano.
You notice it's out of the news. You don't see hardly anything except on my site. Nobody's covering it. It's
terrible.
No, it's
and
awful.
I'm watching it all around. They're scrambling. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. When? I don't know. But you can count on it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, you were saying
that's
something
tomorrow.
About...
Anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. If it's possible, you can count on it. That's why I had to talk about the weapon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I had to. They're going to do that.
Yeah. Hawaii lava threatens to trap more residents. They've lost 80 structures already. That's not many, but if it's your home, it's a lot.
When that tsunami happens, it'll be 8.4 off Crescent City in the ocean, and that will drop the entire shelf from Alaska all the way down. And San Francisco, L.A., they're gone.
Well, this is like Cumbre Vieja and the Easter Islands.
Well, what we're talking about is the San Andreas Fault. Now, the bad news is, when all of that happens, then Yellowstone will go. And when Yellowstone goes, you can count on the New Madrid Fault Line cropping. And the United States is cut in half and is uninhabitable because there are 20, count them, 20 Daiichi-like GE reactors.
They're
on the New Madrid Fault Line.
There's 27 of them.
Oh, 27, yes. And Indian Point's leaking. Down in Florida's leaking.
It's been leaking. Indian Point's been leaking since the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hanford probably responsible for the glowing tuna coming into San Francisco.
That's part of it. That's part of it. The Fukushima issue, though, is huge. Those Mark 1 BWR reactors,
Fukushima,
we got 27.
A world tragedy.
20, it already is. We're in an ELE. It's 27 reactors.
Extinction of all life forms. That is the possibilities of there not being a new epoch, because where are you going to go from the radiation?
I don't know. Grants Pass? I don't know.
Was turned off years ago, and now it's been dismantled. But that was the only one that was.
What they do with the waste?
Yeah, well, that's Hanford, and that's the problem there, because all that dump, and down in southern Oregon, the uranium mines that Clinton gave to Russia, they're all leaking now too. Everything is dirty.
Where are these? Where are these uranium mines?
They're down in near Antelope. Not Antelope. Where was it? Down on Sun River.
Sun River, you mean by?
Yeah, that's all Clinton owns, all of that. And that's where the uranium mines are. And that's where they were burying all the nuclear waste in Oregon when Hanford was overfilled. This is common news. And it's dirty because, well, there's just desert. Nobody's ever going to plant anything there. You've got volcanic lava flow. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, that's because there's uranium mines there. And that's what Clinton gave to Russia. And now all of that waste that's been buried in and around there is leaking too, just like the Hanford is in Columbia River. And nobody's talking about it, but there it is.
Huh.
It's creepy.
Sun River is a big upscale retirement location.
Yeah, over by John Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is where the uranium mines are. That territory is very similar to Spokane in Washington, where I grew up, where we have a lot of uranium mines there, up there in the north end too, Davenport. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. This is a crazy period where you can't trust anything anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I've been there. I know.
It's that what happens, okay, like news. When there's a shooting in school, the police show up and the first reporting show up and they're doing their job correctly. That always is the case. That's where you hear about the second shooter, the voices in the
second
head,
and
that
third
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then, within 5 hours, the spin is taken over by CBS and CNN, and now it's no longer talking about a second shooter. It's talking about this kid that went crazy. He killed so many teachers and this data. Right. It's a bunch of BS. Yeah. All they're doing now is beta testing, because imagine where it's going to go in 10 years with smart meters in every county.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Won't be boring.
It's not. And that's the part where it gets really creepy, because, what is it, Chuck Norris's son, Mike, has a movie out now that's free. You can get it, called Armageddon. And it's when the Russians show up at this guy's farmhouse.
Armageddon, okay.
Yeah, Armageddon. And it's worth watching, man. What happens next?
Wait a minute, this is in the theaters?
No, it's on the internet now. It's Mike Norris, the boy of Chuck Norris's boy.
Yeah.
Wrote, okay, and he did a good job. It's actually a well done movie. And how did Yoda put it? Oh yes, my gun you may have, after I give you my bullets, I will. You know, good luck. And it's going to be like that. That's why these agendas to take our weapons away. That's the only thing that has kept America from being invaded.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I totally agree.
It's
Now hold on.
And now with these new weapons,
the Sun River.
How do you defend against a smart button? A plane goes overhead and it deploys 10,000 little fly on the wall.
Well, these
drones,
little,
each one with an explosive charge with your name on it.
They're killer bots. I got them.
Well, they already have that weapon.
Yes, of course. That demonstration was not a joke.
They
Sun River Resort.
Is near on the wall watch conferences and secret meetings going on, so they knew everything that was going on. Now, you put a single explosive charge in one of those little things, just enough to blow up a brain.
It's a 3-millimeter thick. It's a 3-millimeter thick shaped charge.
And you can tell you that an AI, it can predict a third-generation D-Wave will be able to tell you what you're going to do 28 minutes before
you
do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then how are you? And it's 100 times faster, two zeros, in response. You try to swat it, shoot it, whatever, whack it, like they do in the movie Bright, and, moves too fast. But, and with an AI running it, and there's 10,000 of them out of there, and they decide they want to take everything out.
Yeah. I'm still interested in Sun River, Bend, Oregon, and uranium mines. I knew nothing about that.
They're up there. That is the kind of habitat where you will find uranium.
Sun River is a beautiful, beautiful
Yeah, I know, but it's also area. Got uranium mines, just like Spokane does. And that's that. And the thing is, they gave those mines away. What were those guys at Bundy's that were down there on protest?
Yeah. Well, it was all about uranium.
That's the
Clinton uranium-Russian deal. We know. Yes. Gotcha.
Yep, okay. Yep. Now, correct. With that said, there's more going on here than anybody has a clue. And at least Clinton is, she's a criminal. And when I say that, I didn't vote for Trump. I mean, Trump is a criminal, too. At least he's a nationalist and doesn't want to
He talks the game. I don't know what he is.
Well, he's being manipulated and controlled right out of the gate. They try to do him. And I wouldn't want to have his job. You notice how all presidents seemingly age 20 years in two?
No, two
it's
weeks.
It's a hard game to play.
He was told early on. He looks like a ghost of himself. Compare the pictures of him on the campaign trail with him now. It's a shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
And by the way, love Saturday Night Live. I gotta love it, man.
Look at
the way they portray this political thing. It's interesting.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch it. I can't tell you. But if you say it's good, it's got to have some.
It's wonderful. It's about time we start laughing at this stuff.
I think they have too many cast members. They should get back to 6 or 7 really good ones like they used to.
Yeah,
Bill Murray and all
they,
these others.
You know, I remember when Fridays came on out of Chicago, and they tried to, with Billy Crystal. And
whatever happened to Billy Crystal? He's gone.
Well, he's around.
Yeah,
just like John Candy's no longer here. That was another one that started there. And Martin Short. Martin Short just did something with Steve Martin on Netflix, and it's a howl.
Huh.
A little roast between the two of them. Martin Short is the shorter Martin. They play the banjo. They do their thing.
We got 2 minutes. Have you seen any good movies lately? Are there any good movies lately to see?
I'm making some good movies. Matt Stein and I now have 16 hours of Urban Survival Skill Workshop movies.
Wow.
A to Z.
Say hello to Matt for me. I haven't talked to him in a while. Yeah.
What's that?
Say hello to Matt. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I will have him on. Give him, you know, he's around. His boy lives up in 10 Mile. I just called Josh. So he's in the area. Matt's down just across the river. And in California, he's in Truckee.
He's in Truckee,
just down the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
in Reno. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you seen honestly a good motion picture lately?
No,
they're all comic book garbage.
I saw one called The Spy with what's her face. It was wonderful. It was a great comedy.
What was it called?
I haven't seen
The Spy.
Really good.
The Spy.
Yeah, The Spy. Yeah, it's that woman. I forget her name now.
That woman. That
I'm a
woman.
Comedian, but slightly heavy.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yes.
Funny.
She's funny. Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I haven't seen any good movies. Yuck. And there are some good feeling ones, like, you know, dog movies that are military dog movies, things like that. I have seen stuff like that, but nothing that makes me shake but like the good movies I normally would like to see.
We don't see them anymore.
No, Star Wars is coming out. I noticed that got panned. The Solo one isn't going to do that well, apparently. Solo. And
I don't, you know what? Hold on. Let's think about this. Movie reviews and the idea of panning a movie, the most outrageous thing I ever saw that gave the whole game away, that these reviewers are all shills, and if somebody has it in for somebody, they can hire 4 or 5 or 10 shills, and they can review a movie and pan it. That Bruckheimer film with Depp in it, Johnny Depp, The Lone Ranger. That was
That's
one of Depp's,
it, man.
That
Carter.
Was a great
mean,
movie.
Man?
And they panned it, and nobody went to see it. It was a great film, totally entertaining, a total franchise, and he screwed up somehow, and they nailed him, because that movie did not deserve to be panned. That was a fine movie. Fine movie.
Yeah, well, Johnny Depp is a perfect pirate. He's a perfect Tonto. He's a perfect... It reminded me of Marty Loeb and Cecil in the first electronic music. It was titled Tonto's Expanding Headband. That's before Pink Floyd. And wow. Let me tell you, that concept in music has revolutionized everything, just like rap was with Debbie Harry and the Man from Mars.
Best power group ever? Cream.
Yeah, I love music.
Cream.
I'm going to be working at the Brit again this year.
Best power group ever. Cream.
Oh, Cream. Yeah, Cream was a super session with Mike Bloomfield and Al Kooper, were right at that same period. And yeah. That kind of music doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's gone.
However, there is a group of 4 kids doing Get the Lead Out, duplicating Led Zeppelin, and guess what? They're better.
Huh. Well,
than
good.
Led Zeppelin.
How about now? You're 19 years. You've been volunteering at Brit.
Yep.
It's I watched.
Guess I know the real guys. And
I used to go.
I know it in jazz. Our classical music right here is better than Vienna or Prague.
I used to go see Peter Bay year after year after year.
Yeah, well, this new kid,
he's a yutz. He took Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony and just butchered it. I never in my life saw anything more arrogant and stupid in my life, ever.
Yeah, Peter Brett was not this new kid. This new kid...
Peter Bay was awesome.
Orchestra around the rim of Crater Lake and brought in.
Yeah, I get all the gimmicks. I know he's a Zionist. I know what he's doing. Anyway, okay. All right.
It was Peter and the first violin, 28 years.
I got it. Same guy, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Oriental guy.
First violin.
Asian.
And most of those players have been there for a long time.
Oh, I know.
They got a
yutz at the podium now. Sorry, that's my opinion. Hey, listen. We're out of time. I'm really glad to talk to you, Rick. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, me too.
That's good. You all right? We'll talk soon, huh?
Roger that. Thanks for talking to you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Good night. The amazing Richard Allen Miller, one of a kind. Be right back.